Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast with a big news story. I'm Fatima Khan, senior correspondent at the Print, and I cover the Congress Party. It's a new day, but the questions haunting the Congress Party remain the same. The Congress Working Committee, which is the topmost decision-making body of the party, met on Monday to discuss its debacle in the assembly elections as well as the much-anticipated polls for the post of the party president. Except it ended up deferring the polls yet again. This time, the reason it cited was the COVID pandemic crisis, which has resulted in people losing their lives at an unprecedented scale. The CWC was unanimous that all our energy should be channelized towards saving every life and helping every COVID-affected person, quote-unquote, the resolution passed by the CWC had stated. There is of course no doubt that the crisis we are seeing today is of a mammoth scale, with people constantly and endlessly scrambling for oxygen beds and basic medical resources. But the truth also is that this is hardly the first time the Congress is pushing off the internal elections. In fact, just months ago in January, the party CWC had met and announced that it is delaying the polls, but that they will definitely be held after the assembly elections. The CWC had said that it wants all party resources to be put in preparing for the crucial assembly elections and attention to not be diverted towards the internal polls. Interestingly, it was also announced that the party will finish the process of electing a new president by end June at any cost. That obviously will not be happening now. Sources in the CWC said that while Sonia Gandhi did bring up the question of internal polls right at the start at her opening speech in the CWC meeting on Monday, members of the CWC, however, didn't seem too receptive to the idea. They didn't react as enthusiastically. Some of them, like Rajasthan Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot, even reacted rather sharply and said that there can be no possibility of holding internal polls at such a time. Others too seemed to agree. We have earlier reported how and why the internal party polls were pushed till after the assembly elections. The Congress party had hoped that if the party ends up doing well in these assembly elections, then it would make Rahul Gandhi's elevation to the post of party president a much smoother process, not inviting much resistance or questioning from the dissenters within the party. It would made it seem like he's almost earned the post. Since that hasn't happened now, given the drubbing that the Congress party has faced in the assembly polls, the party now sees not much of an option but to continue delaying the internal elections. Remember that it was less than a year ago when 23 leaders of the Congress had written to Sonia Gandhi asking for internal elections as well as a full-time and effective leadership. The demands raised by the party leaders echoed with many even outside the group. However, not much has been done at the leadership's end to make matters better. The party at an organizational level too continues to face problems. The assembly elections results are in fact proof of that. The Congress was cut to size in Bengal and failed to beat the incumbent in both Assam as well as Kerala. The CWC in its meeting discussed these election results too, with leaders arguing that parties' alliances weren't right in some states while in others it didn't plan ahead of time. Whatever be the reasons, the lack of a permanent full-time party president does definitely impact the inner workings of the Congress as well as how people perceive the party. That's all from me. Do subscribe to our channel and tune in tomorrow for a new episode of the Print AM.